Listen to the talk about upcycling workshops. For questions 1 to 4, complete the gaps.
Welcome everyone to our community upcycling project, which is going to start next month. First of all, I'll go over the workshops, then some of the requirements, and finally, sign-up procedures. So, basically, this project aims to equip local residents with the fundamentals of upcycling skills. Upcycling is the process of revitalising old objects to give them a new lease of life, or to repurpose them rather than sending them to landfill. Be aware that it's not the same as recycling, which is an industrial process. Upcycling is about repurposing objects by doing it yourself. Here's a slide listing all the workshops. As you can see, the first one is about remodelling chairs and tables and so on. In our view, it's going to be extremely well attended, if not oversubscribed, which is why we decided to offer this weekly on Mondays. People are under the illusion that furniture restoration is a skill reserved for experts, whereas it's actually fairly straightforward. You'll learn some techniques for the upkeep and maintenance of wood and metal, as well as fabric repair. Now, the next one will demonstrate how to fashion useful household items from leftover rubbish that's lying around, like packaging. This class takes place on Tuesdays from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 6, but only at the beginning and end of the month. In other words, the first and last Tuesdays. It'll focus on techniques for using craft tools and methods for joining materials with glue and screws and so on. Okay, the next workshop is highly likely to attract fashionistas more than anyone else. It'll concentrate on bringing new life to tired old garments in your wardrobe. You know, the things you should have thrown out years ago, but can't bear to part with. This workshop is going to be on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, but only once a month. We're thinking of introducing more of these, but it'll depend on the uptake, as some previous sewing experience is needed to successfully participate. Lastly, we're offering something for those looking to make unique gifts for their loved ones, like trinket or jewellery boxes, or wall hangings. It'll be on Friday mornings and will teach you basic carving techniques, along with suggestions for embellishments or ornamentation.
Now read questions 5 to 7.
Right, so now let's talk about the registration process and key points, starting with how to reuse your furniture and make stylish pieces. Now, as I said, this course isn't nearly as complicated as it sounds. While we do accept people who have done this before, it's not necessary for you to have any specialist knowledge of making furniture. However, one thing to note is that you'll be working on your own chairs or tables or whatever it is you bring, so you must be able to get them here using your own transport. This class will obviously be using chemical substances, so it's important that you state on the application form if you have any allergies to paint or something that you think we should be aware of. As you can imagine, given the nature of the chemicals and techniques you'll be working with, we need to make sure you're safe during this class. So we insist that you bring something appropriate to change into. It's vital that you wear protective clothing made from heavy-duty material to cover your arms and legs in order to protect them against spillages. Okay? Now, I want to talk about the next course.